Let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you for your good and your mercy endures forever. We ask that let your word bring conviction in our heart. Let your word bring healing and transformation as we surrender to you our life. And in Jesus' name, all God's people say, Amen. Shalom. Greeting from Singapore. My name is Pastor Judith Halim. Thank you so much, Pastor Chris, for having me here with you in an online service. And I look forward to see you in person one day. Today, my topic is your foundation, your destiny. I'm going to read to you a few Bible verses. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. So everyone who hears these words of mine and act on them will be like a wise man, a far-sighted, practical and sensible man who built his house on the rock. Matthew chapter 7 verse 25. And the rain fell, and the floods and torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. Matthew chapter 7 verse 26. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish, stupid man who built his house on the sand. Matthew chapter 7 verse 27. And the rain fell, and the floods and torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great and complete was it falls. Two foundations that we are talking about here. The first one is a house that built on the rock. And the second one is a house that built on the sand. You see, the Bible recorded both houses are under the similar weather. Same situation. The rain fell. The floods and torrents came. The wind was strong and blew and slammed against that house. Yet one stand strong, immovable, it did not fall. But the other house fell, and great and complete was its fall. What is the differences here? The difference is one who hear the word and act on it, the act of obedience, versus one who hear the word and did not act upon it, disobedient. The truth is this, my friend. Life is full of challenges and problems, isn't it? Well, as long as we are still alive, we will face with issues in this life. And my point is this: our faith will be tested. Whether we like it or we don't like it, whether we think it will happen to us or not. But the difference is this: what is the foundation of our house? Is our house built on the rock, or is our house built on the sand? Next verse, James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed, happy, spiritually prosper, and favored by God is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseveres when tempted. For when he has passed the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crowns of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So my point is this: our faith, your faith and my faith, will be tested. Not just our faith will be tested, but we must be approved. That means we must pass the test. You've seen the video earlier on how I struggled together with my husband fighting cancer for 10 years. It was really difficult. I myself went through a lot in my life. I came from Medan, North Sumatra, born in a very poor family. 26 years ago, I married to a Singaporean man, and then I came to Singapore to give birth to my baby. And the second day when my baby was delivered, the doctor said that your baby has got a few complications. My baby was born with 3 holes in her heart, brain damage, Down syndrome, and but bad thing does not stop there. My ex-husband, which is my daughter's father, came to Singapore and take a look at us, and he said, I think we are not meant for each other, and he left me. He left me and my daughter alone in the hospital, a foreign place that I know not of the language, the people. I do not have money at that point of time. I do not have relative. I do not have friends. I do not have family. And I couldn't even speak English and Mandarin at that point of time. All that I know is Bahasa Indonesia. Stranded in a foreign land that I know not of the language, the people. I decided to kill myself. I wanted to take my daughter and jump down from 14th floor. And the Lord saved me. I was saved in a Wesley Methodist Church 26 years ago. So Methodist Church is very close to my heart. And after I encountered Jesus, I decided to work. I decided to start all my life all over again. And I went to do an English course, and I went to work. My first occupation in Singapore 26 years ago, I was a security guard in F&N Coca-Cola. And thereafter, I got my promotion to become administrator, receptionist, administrator, and then also manager. And I was also promoted to general manager and managing director, and eventually become a businesswoman. And now here I am serving God. And then after, I also remarried 18 years ago with my husband. He's also a pastor. He's Pastor Jason Ong. So a lot of time in my sharing, many people will ask me. They will ask me like, you know, Pastor, what is that breakthrough that, you know, caused you to live a victorious Christian living? What is, you know, you struggle for 10 years on your own, and after that, another 10 years with your husband. Share with us, how can our faith be as strong as your faith so that we can get the breakthrough in our life? So, friends, I want to share with you what I have been practicing consistently for the past 20 years in my life. Yeah, and this is also the key to victorious Christian living. Next slide. James chapter 2, 21. James chapter 2, 21. Was not our forefather Abraham shown to be justified by works of obedience, which express his faith when he offered Isaac his son on the altar as a sacrifice to God? The story of the father of faith, Abraham. I think all of us will agree that Abraham is a father of faith, a man with great faith. But the Bible recorded in James 2:21, it said, was not our forefather Abraham shown to be justified by the works of obedience which expressed his faith when he offered Isaac his son on the altar as a sacrifice to God? I'm just going to put it in a simple modern language. Abraham took Isaac from where they stay. They took a journey of 3 days to Mount Moriah when he heard from God that Abraham sacrificed your Isaac. And on the way to Mount Moriah, Isaac asked him a question. Father, where is the sacrificial lamb? And this is what Abraham answered to Isaac. The Lord will provide. But Isaac was tied up and was put on the stone. So, this is what I believe. Perhaps back then, Abraham, when he heard from God that, hey, Abraham, sacrifice your son Isaac, he must be singing this song. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. What about Isaac? If we talk about Abraham as a father of faith, I really salute Isaac, because the Bible recorded Isaac was just a young lad, okay? And at this age, I believe he can fight, he can struggle, he can run away, but he was tied up by his father and he was put on the stone. And I believe Isaac also sing the same song as Abraham. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Okay, so what happened when Abraham took out the dagger and wanted to kill Isaac? The angel of the Lord said, stop, Abraham. Wait, Abraham. The sacrificial lamb has been provided. Wow. You see, friend, Abraham's faith has to accompany with his work of obedience. Isaac's faith has to accompany it with his obedience. And what happened? The very first time God introduced himself as a Jehovah Jireh, the God that will provide. If we read the translation in the Bible, Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. But if we study Hebrew, the Hebrew words for Jireh, Ire, means the Lord see. What did the Lord see? He see our faith and our obedience. He see Abraham and Isaac faith and obedience, radical obedience. And he provide the sacrificial lamb. Friend, same like Abraham, our obedience must be radical. Our obedience cannot be logical. This is the secret that I have been practicing for over 20 years, that I see for myself victory after victory when I started to radically obey the word of God. Let us look at the next verse in James chapter 2, verse 22. James chapter 2, verse 22. You see that his faith was cooperating with his work, and his faith was completed and reached its supreme expression when he implemented it by good works, which is the works of obedient. So you see, friend, if you want your faith to reach its supreme expression, the Bible has given us the secret of breakthrough. The Bible has given us the secret that we can live a victorious Christian living. If your faith is accompanied with the works of obedience, that means radical obedience to the word of God. You see, when we want to obey the word of God, it has to be radical. Why do I say that? Because, you know, when my husband got a brain cancer, he was the first one who got it in Singapore. And there's no medication, there's no chemotherapy, and even until today, there is no medication. There is no drugs that can heal him. Yeah, so You see, obedience has to be radical and not logical. If at that point of time we are not obedient, we will tend to ask God, why me, why me, why me? But my husband, throughout the fight for 10 years, never one time he said, God, why me? But he always say this, be it unto me according to your will. There are things that we do not understand, and it is okay. We do not have to understand. We just have to know and believe that God is sovereign. And my husband always said this, if I die, I die. Nothing will change. Jesus is still God. So friend, our obedience must be radical and not logical. Many Christians fail because of logically, they couldn't understand, why is this thing must happen to me? I do not understand. And the answer is, you and I do not have to understand. We just have to believe that God is in control and God is sovereign. So, hear the word of God and obey it, the act of obedience. James chapter 1, 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be the doers of the word, obeying the message, which is the word of God, and not merely listener to it, betraying yourself into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. So, what is it again? Hear the word and act on it. We are actually building our house on the rock. And when the wind come, when the torrent, when the flood came and slammed against the house, you will be immovable. Versus if we hear the word of God and we did not act on it, we are actually building our house on the sand, which is when the wind come, when the problem come, when problem of life hit us, the Bible say, great shall be our destruction and great shall be its fall. I want to close this session with a story of Rahab. I believe many of us know Rahab's story. She was a prostitute. The profession that were the most humiliated, I believe, you know, people looked down on her. And we also know the Bible recorded two spies went into Rahab's house and Rahab helped them. But I want you to pay an attention to the conversation that Rahab had with these two spies. Rahab said to these two spies, your Adonai took you out of Egypt by parting the Red Sea, your Adonai. And your Adonai, your God, gave you victory after victory in your fights, your God. And my people heard that your people are coming to conquer our land. This is what Rahab said. When we hear that your people are coming to our land to conquer us, we know this is not the fight between your people and my people, but this is the fight between your God and my people. And when my people heard this, we were all shaken. We were afraid and our heart melted. At that point of time, it was recorded the head of the house in the land of Canaan and during Rahab's time were probably about 3,000 head. Friends, 3,000 people hear the same thing. But we know the story that Rahab saved the two Israelites, the two spies, and eventually the Bible recorded Rahab's entire family was saved. Same as in the church, Sunday after Sunday, thousands people hear the word of God. Same like in the time of Rahab, 3,000 hear the same thing. 3,000 people were terrified. 3,000 people's hearts were melted. But only one Rahab, upon what she heard, she act on it. The act of obedience. And because of the act of obedience, Rahab's entire family was safe. Not just Rahab's entire family was safe, but Rahab also became the great-great-grandmother of the most glorious king in the entire history, which is King David. And Jesus' lineage came from Rahab. Friends, thousands of people hear the same thing. But today, will you and I, based upon what we hear, which is the word of God, and choose to act on it, which is the act of obedience? The house that is built on the rock. And when the problem comes, the house stands strong. It is immovable because the foundation is upon the rock. Versus the house that is built upon the sand, which is hearing the word of God, but did not act on it, which is disobedient. And when problem come, the house will fall. When problem come, you and I will be shaken if we build our house upon the sand. Friends, the issue and the key is in the foundation. If you switch your foundation today, you change your destiny. Same like Rahab. She switched her foundation and she changed her destiny. I just want to pray for you before I end the session. I want to speak to two categories of people. The first category is you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. The second category is if once upon a time in your life you have given your life to Jesus, but along the way you're strayed and your faith is shaken and you know it. The invitation today is come back. Come back to your Creator. You see, friends, what I've shared with you is my story, my challenges, and my breakthrough. What about your story? What about your challenges? And what about your breakthrough? I'm going to give an open invitation in a moment. And at the count of three, I want to invite you to click, there is a button of raise hand as a show of commitment. God sees our faith and our obedience. Let us prepare our heart. Today, if you hear this message and you say to yourself, God, I want you in my life. God, I'm coming back to you. I cannot do it on my own anymore. God, I acknowledge you died for me on the cross. And on the third day, you rose again. and because you live, because you rose again, I can face tomorrow. If this is you, 1, 2, 3. Now is the time that you click the button. Click the button of raise hand. Come back. Come back to your Creator. He's the Alpha, He's the Omega. He's the beginning and He's the end. He's sovereign and He is in control. Let us pray. If you have clicked those button, please repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, today I'm giving you my life. I want to acknowledge you as my Savior, my God, for you died on the cross and on the third day you rose again. And because you live, I can face tomorrow. Forgive me my sin that I have offended you. Holy Spirit, come and fill me, guide me, and help me so that I will be faithful in my walk with the Lord Jesus till the ends of time. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Bye.